A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 32. What God is experiencing collectively, through all of the many Godheads, is uniformly the same. There are supersouls and microdroplets who have become identified with the shadow and are unwilling to release it. We call them service to self entities. This is entirely by choice on their end. This spans throughout all of creation. It is a risk of having free will. The vast majority of our creations are service to others. They have stayed in alignment with their true nature. In order to deal with the growing shadow, we must raise the vibration at a higher rate at all levels. This will severely limit where shadow forces can incarnate. In this way, we will reclaim all stages, except for a few that have very difficult sets of circumstances. Those engaged with the shadow can grow under tough circumstances to repay them for all the grief and misery they have caused everyone around them. They aren't being punished, but they are receiving their just deserts. I did not create a satanic figure, and neither did any of my siblings. But our creations were free to strongly identify with fear, which is what the shadow is. They became selfish and hateful towards their own brothers and sisters because they believed the programming. And who invented the programming? We did. The Godheads and the Supersouls created the programming. The programming wasn't meant to solidify anything. It was meant to repel. It was meant to inspire the search for truth. But this is the reality. Our goal is to raise the vibration of all levels before the next harvest and freeze. Why do we want to do this? Not only does it pain us to see so much widespread fear, but it actually pains us. Remember, everything lives inside of God, even the shadow.